Time for our champion of education, and brought to you by Nordson Corporation, a vital self-renewing worldwide organization. Nordson Corporation helping build products the world uses every day. It's always fun to find out what's happening in the world of education and honor some folks, or at least get some good news that's taking place. And we head to Wellington, where the Wellington School's Athletic Director John Bowman is with us this morning. Hi, John.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for having me.
Well, we wanted to get on to give let people know, or let you talk a little bit about this grant from the Cleveland Touchdown Club charities that the Wellington Dukes received. How did this all come about?
Well, yeah, there's a grant named after Leo Murphy. He's a longtime Browns athletic trainer, and it's a grant I've been aware of for a couple years now, and been throwing our name in the hat for a while, and this year we were fortunate enough to be selected. So I want to thank Christina Webb and that grant committee for choosing Wellington this year.
When you put a grant in like that, are you kind of explaining your situation, or what kind of things do you do to sway the votes, I guess, for something like this?
Yeah, every grant has different qualifications, and obviously as a small school district, you're always looking for more revenue to help with the small budgets that we have. And, of course, this year, due to COVID, the athletic budget was hit with a $40,000 revenue loss due to not being allowed to have spectators at sports. So I'm obviously looking for some opportunities to make some of that money up. And, picked that grant out, and it ended up working out for us.
So how do you go ahead and divvy up that $2,000?
Well, it goes to the football program. It was specific that it had to be bought or had to be used for that. And so our football program over the past 3 years under the direction of head coach Rob Howells has seen a real spike in participation. Rob's done a great job with embracing the community and the students in the school, and everyone seems to be jumping on the bandwagon. So while that's definitely a great thing, it's, our numbers at the varsity level have jumped from 18 to now we're expecting to be over 50 kids. So while that's a great thing, you obviously have to put these kids in equipment. And so it's been a need for us to spend a little bit more money on helmets, shoulder pads, stuff like that. And this grant will be able to help us out with that.
John, you mentioned COVID-19. How has that impacted your role as athletic director? Maybe things you had to learn or address in the past year?
Yeah, it's been interesting. Obviously, the things you take for granted, just practicing the normal stuff, sitting on a bench without having to worry about who's next year or wearing a mask. The simple things have kind of got a little bit complicated. But that's became the way of life now, and I think we've all adapted to it well, and it seems like we're trending in the right direction to kind of get back to normalcy. It was good to see some of these spring sports. They're having some higher capacities now and seeing some people out watching them. It's kind of nice to get back to a little bit of normalcy.
Your baseball, softball teams are starting out pretty good this spring, huh?
Yeah, both of them. Missing last spring, our softball team in 2019 were district champs, so we were kind of bummed to miss last year, but still returned most of the girls and are looking forward to this year. We're actually going to host the district tournament in Wellington, so that'll be new for us. They've had a good start to the season. Our baseball team also having a good start to the season, undefeated in the conference through three games, had a big win over Keystone on Tuesday. They're under the direction of head coach Dan Davison. This was his first official year coaching. So, yeah, excited for both of those teams.
And, of course, with a smaller school, there's a lot more, I guess, you kind of rely a lot on the parents for a lot of these things, too, I would assume, as far as making sure everything is working properly during this past year or any year for that matter.
Yeah, it's been a team effort by everybody, and our parents have been great with it. Adapting to all the changes, understanding why these changes need to happen. And, again, I think they're relieved as well to see that things are starting to get back to normalcy.
Okay, we're talking this morning with Wellington Athletic Director John Bowman, the Leo Murphy Field and Equipment Grant from the Cleveland Touchdown Club Charities. They received $2,000 to help out with the football team as well. Looking ahead already to that season, and of course you kind of have to sort of still plan ahead. You always, as an athletic director, you're kind of like looking in, you know, there's the game's going on now, but you're still planning. You're planning for the future, aren't you?
Yeah, you're always three seasons ahead. You're trying to get your schedules done for the upcoming year, and obviously budgets, and you know what expenditures you're going to have. And so, but it's a great process. I enjoy being around the kids, keeps me around the sports, and that's what I've always loved.
Just getting out, and it's good to see that we can get some fans cheering on all those students throughout the year, and seeing them in the school on occasion as well. John, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing. Good luck for the season for the Dukes. Appreciate it.
Yes, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks. John Bowman joining us, athletic director for the Wellington Dukes here on AM 930, 100.3 FM. It is all part of Champions of Education, brought to you by Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing worldwide organization. Nordson Corporation, helping build products the world uses every day.